This morning on WCHL, parents in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System were afraid a dual language magnet at Carborough Elementary would pull that school apart.
I'm not interested in doing something super major by 2014. I think that our communities will not support that, and I can't support that.
Where are Chapel Hill Carborough schools in the newly released Common Core Standard testing?
This is baseline data. It's our first year picture, and we can't compare it to last year.
And Greg Meyer is officially your newest representative in the North Carolina General Assembly. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And a WCHL Championship Sports homecoming kicks off at the Gridiron tomorrow, but not before women's soccer and local high school football action coming up tonight. And
this is baseline data. It's our first.
If P.J. Hairston doesn't play this season, it's the NCAA that will do it, not the university.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 36 chilly degrees this morning. A lot of sunshine today. Cooler, though, with a high only in the upper 50s. A new dual language magnet school is in the works now in Chapel Hill Carborough, but parents showed up at last night's school board meeting to say, not so fast. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board last night backed away from a proposal to convert an existing elementary into a new dual-language magnet school in time for the start of the 2014 school year.
I'm not interested in doing something super major by 2014. I think that our communities will not support that, and I can't support that.
That's Board Chair Shell Brownstein. More than 100 parents turned out to protest both the plan and the timing. As many said, they learned of the proposal only 4 days prior to last night's school board meeting. The majority of the 40 speakers pleaded with the board to reconsider separating the traditional and Spanish dual language students at Carborough Elementary. Charlie West is the parent of two at the school.
That's what this program is supposed to do. It's integrating our community. It's working. It's building a better tomorrow for our community. Why would you want to dismantle that? I really don't know.
Although no school was named as a potential site for a new magnet, Carborough parents feared that the plan to combine Mandarin and Spanish dual language classrooms together in one magnet would pull apart Carborough Elementary, where currently half the students are enrolled in the Spanish dual language program. Many parents expressed frustration that school officials would consider such a sweeping change less than a year after both widespread redistricting and the conversion of Frank Porter Graham into the district's first magnet. Carborough Alderwoman Jacqueline Gist said she's so strongly opposed to the plan, she was moved to address the school board in public for the first time in her 24 years as an elected official.
On behalf of our community, for economic development reasons, for the good of our children, for the walkability of our community, please do not take our children away from our school.
Alderman Sammy Slate also addressed the school board, speaking in both English and Spanish. Both aldermen said Carborough leaders would likely vote next week to formally oppose the plan. This latest dual-language debate was sparked by the need to address overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary, home of the district's Mandarin Chinese dual-language program. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze said increased enrollment in the Mandarin program, combined with growth in the school's attendance zone, put the district's smallest school, nearly 100 students, over capacity this year, with that number expected to rise in coming years. And while spot redistricting for Glenwood may be a short-term solution, LaFreeze said the school board needs to develop a comprehensive, long-range plan for the future of the Mandarin program.
A plan for Mandarin dual language and the expansion is needed really before proceeding with any movement of students.
He suggested slowing the expansion of the program might be the best choice for the district at this time.
I kind of feel like we may have had horse blinders on as we've tried to get the Mandarin expansion to fit. And so I question, I guess, whether the lens needs to be broader and consider whether we really should be trying to develop solutions to facilitate an expansion at this time, at the expense of disruption to the district.
Some school board members were hesitant to embrace that idea, however, having voted in 2012 to expand the program, and more recently to add an additional dual-language classroom at Glenwood. Here's board member James Barrett.
There was a unique opportunity to add a single class because of a wonderful teacher who could teach both sides. That was a unique opportunity. We took advantage of it and started this class earlier than we had originally planned to.
Instead, the majority of the board indicated a preference for spot redistricting to temporarily relieve overcrowding at Glenwood, while officials create a broader plan for the dual language program. Superintendent Tom Forsella told the crowd that ultimately, changes to the dual language program could impact the district as a whole.
I understand the concern from the people from Carrboro, but you have to understand that as this conversation evolves, it's not just including Carrboro, it's Sewell, it's Rashkitz, it's FDG, and it's Northside. As we get deeper into the weeds on what the ramifications could be.
Currently, the school board has no timeline for a decision on spot redistricting, the magnet plan, or other proposals. Administrators will return with recommendations for the board in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Economically disadvantaged children in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System did not meet state standards under the new Common Core Ready system, but state officials and district leaders say the new system needs time to normalize. Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Superintendent Tom Forsella says plans have already been put into motion to improve on the numbers that, for the most part, met or exceeded the new standards in most categories.
We've created a new long-range plan, a new vision for the school district, which is rooted in the concept of a growth mindset, which believes that intelligence is not stagnant, that IQ was developed as a way to sort children.
The long-range plan lays out a 5-year strategy of implementing 28 goals, some of which will take multiple years to take full effect, and others that may only take a year.
One of our goals in our new plan is to eliminate the achievement gap, and we have a number of strategies in place to do that. One is the Equal Opportunity Schools Initiative, but we also feel the way to do that is to improve instruction in all of our classrooms.
Executive Director of Testing and Program Evaluation, Diane Vilwalk, says the new Common Core standards are all about better understanding the information.
The difference in Common Core is there's far fewer standards. So the amount of stuff that people are supposed to learn in a given year is quite a bit smaller, but they're going to learn it at a much deeper level.
Chapel Hill Carrboro schools met 96.6% of the 560 federal goals, which have been in place since 2001. North Carolina's ready structure of Common Core standards were met at a rate of 94.6% and included 947 goals. Vilwalk says it's important for parents not to jump to conclusions about the numbers because there's really no way of telling just how the numbers actually stack up.
It's significantly unlike, so much so that they said this is baseline data, it's our first year picture, and we can't compare it to last year. And I've been doing this job for over 20 years, and we've never said that before.
You can view the line-by-line test scores throughout the district and statewide by viewing the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Orange County resident and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Director of Student Equity and Volunteer Services, Greg Meyer, says he will lead you from his house 50 seat with integrity, intention, and inclusion.
I truly believe that whether it's as a representative in Raleigh or in the work that I do in education, that you start with integrity, you're intentional about your decisions, and one of the things that you're intentional about is how to be inclusive of all people. And our government needs to serve all people.
Meyer was sworn in by State Senator Valerie Fushi, who represents District 23 now. She resigned from the House 50 seat to fill the position that Ellie Kinnaird left when she resigned after 17 years in office. The historic Hillsborough Courthouse saw a standing-room-only crowd last night. Meyer says it's not for the spotlight and it's not for the politics, but it's for the people that he has chosen to serve.
To hear the things that they say, that the people who are here tonight aren't here because I'm a politician. They're here because they know me and they express their belief in me, and it's very joyful and very humbling.
Meyer is married with a daughter in college at UNC Charlotte and two sons in the Durham public school system where his wife Jen works. He says his top role model is his father, but he says his top political role model stands out for the politician he is and for the father he is.
I never really had another strong role model until I saw Barack Obama. When I saw him, I admired that he came out of a community organizing background the same as I came out of a social work organizing background, and I admired the way that he approached the balance in his life between being a public leader and a private father, and I really wanted to emulate his ability to do that.
Meyer joins Representative Verla Insko of Chapel Hill and Senator Fushi of Chapel Hill in Raleigh as your newest representative. You can find more information on how to contact Greg Meyer by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, it's contentious. No question you can say that. The whole Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard planning conversation. That story coming up next on WCHL. It is 7:15. Time to take a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. And now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic moving smoothly for the most part. A little bit of a slowdown on 15501 southbound between Manning Drive and NC 86 Columbia. You might see some slowdowns northbound from really the Southern Village area, northbound and southbound, all the way up to South Columbia and where the big intersection is. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly right now elsewhere throughout Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And thanks for all the work you're doing behind the scenes this morning.
Certainly.
Not only keeping a look at traffic very close by, but everything else.
You betcha.
Everything else going on in the news this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. A little bit on the chilly side, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine, cooler, high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. A few degrees cooler than it is right now. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the low 60s. And Saturday night, clear with a low down around 40, not anywhere close to freezing. And then on Sunday, sunny with a high in the middle 60s. If you're looking ahead to Veterans Day on Monday, it's going to be sunny skies with the highs in the low 60s. So actually pretty good weather here for the next few days. 717 at WCHL.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
The contentious debate over redevelopment at Central West has grabbed most of the recent headlines in Chapel Hill, but in the meantime, town officials say they're advancing toward real progress in another of the town's designated focus areas. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We think there's an opportunity for creating something great in this district if we do it right.
That's Chapel Hill Economic Development Director Dwight Bassett talking about the ongoing quest to redevelop the area around the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard.
We've been meeting since February, beginning to initiate that new zoning for the district. We came out in August with the first draft of that new zoning, and we had a meeting on Monday night, moving to planning board for consideration on the 19th of this month and then on to council from there.
The Ephesus Church Fordham area was identified last year by the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan as the focal point for redevelopment. The plans have been in motion to make improvements there for more than 3 years, ever since the town launched the planning initiative in July of 2010. Town Council approved a small area plan in June of 2011. Bassett says that was followed by 2 years of functional engineering, only recently completed, to assess the feasibility of improving traffic and stormwater in the vicinity. The area already houses several key developments, most notably Rams Plaza, East Gate, and the Village Plaza, but it's also home to a long-abandoned Volvo dealership and some of Chapel Hill's most notoriously bad traffic. Traffic made worse by the fact that drivers have difficulty getting in and out of Rams Plaza. Town officials generally agree that those problems are making it impossible for the Ephesus Church Fordham area to fulfill its potential as a commercial center. And Bassett says he's especially excited about the redevelopment because that potential is extremely high.
I think what you're going to begin to see is it evolve to be a really cool district that has a little bit more of an urban characteristic, similar to downtown, but not replacing downtown.
When all is said and done, Bassett says the finished product will include extending roads to ease traffic, an entirely new aesthetic along Fordham Boulevard, and a lot of commercial and residential growth.
We proposed about 250,000 additional square feet of retail, a couple hundred thousand square foot of office, a couple hundred thousand square foot of new hotel uses, and about 1,000 new residences in that district.
Those plans could include the loss of one affordable housing complex, the park at Chapel Hill, and that has generated some concern. But Bassett says he's working with developers to ensure that about 300 of the 1,000 new housing units would meet the criteria of affordable housing. He says there are about 200 units in the area now, affordable and otherwise. Whether that will come to fruition remains to be seen. The town is also trying a new zoning procedure for the area called form-based coding, which cuts back on the number of specific requirements for buildings.
In form-based code, you focus more on the street presence, the public presence of the building. You do talk about height, but you don't get into specific uses in each floor and things of that sort. You simply regulate the overall design of the building at that point. To make sure it creates a great public amenity.
Form-based coding will help streamline the town's this lengthy development process, but it also means town staff will have less oversight over the specific features of individual projects. That makes it all the more important for officials like Bassett to ensure that developers share the town's vision for what ought to go in Ephesus Church Fordham and how the area ought to look. And Bassett says those conversations are proceeding well.
I've developed a really close working relationship with all the property, most of the property owners in the district over the last 3 years. And we certainly have tried to instill the vision that we've set for the district. And I think the vast majority of them get that, and they kind of understand what we're looking for.
One way or the other, though, plans are moving ahead for the area. Bassett says construction on the new traffic pattern could begin as early as July. To offer your feedback on the Ephesus Church Fordham plan and get on the town's mailing list for updates, email LUMO, that's L-U-M-O, at townofchapelhill.org. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:21. Turning now to WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. We're just one day away from Carolina football's attempt to earn its third straight win. Sitting at 3-5 in the season now, the Tar Heels cannot afford a slip-up if they harbor aspirations of making a bowl game. Tomorrow, the Virginia Cavaliers come to town, and tomorrow also is homecoming. We'll have all the festivities surrounding that. We have Greg Barnes of InsideCarolina.com joining us this morning, and it's homecoming tomorrow, Greg. Big game for Carolina, and can the Tar Heels keep this momentum rolling?
Well, you would think they should be able to. Virginia is a team that has really kind of struggled this year. They've lost six straight. They suffered a lot of injuries. But North Carolina has to overcome the loss of Bren Renner. He's been a big part of that team for a long time. Suffered a shoulder injury against NC State. Marquise Williams, who's played a lot lately, got his first career start at Virginia Tech. He's got to take care of it full time. So we'll have to see exactly how he assimilates into that role. But the coaching staff is pretty confident that he can get the job done.
Well, if there is one silver lining in all of this, it is that Marquise has gotten a lot of playing time lately. Everybody's gotten used to him. He's gotten used to everybody else. And Bren Renner also will be on the sidelines doing what he can to support Marquise and the rest of the Tar Heels.
That's right. And you know, Renner is such a big leader for this team. So with his presence there, that will really help. And you don't lose sight of the fact that Marquise Williams is actually a better fit for this offense. Bren's a great quarterback. He's going to be an NFL-type guy. But he's more built for a pro style. That's what he was brought in for. Marquise is better suited for what Larry Fedora wants to do. So that should help the transition as well.
Well, when you look at this Carolina defense much improved. Vic Koning has simplified the playbook just a few weeks back, and Kareem Martin has really stepped up to be a leader. And are you looking for the same thing to happen tomorrow against the Cavaliers?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Virginia's got they're going to rely on their running game. David Watford's a quarterback who, while he's not the best passer in the world, he is pretty good with his feet, and they got a couple young guys in the backfield. So that's going to be the test, is how North Carolina can do up front. But what you've seen with this defense last couple weeks, they have not given up the big play. Dating back to last year, we could always point to a couple big plays that they would give up, whether it be for touchdown or for big games. They have not allowed that the last several weeks, really dating back to that Miami game. So they've really, you mentioned simplifying the scheme. That's been a big part of it. They're just playing better. They understand what Vic wants them to do right now.
Well, Greg Barnes, it is good to talk to you. I know that you follow Carolina football and basketball and everything else all the time at Carolina, at InsideCarolina.com. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, Ron.
That is Greg Barnes, once again, WCHL, as we get ready for Carolina and Virginia tomorrow. Our coverage tomorrow morning will start at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by UNC Healthcare. We're broadcasting live at Bailey's Sports Grill, Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Again, starting at 9 a.m. Tonight is a night Tar Heel basketball fans have been looking forward to since Carolina was bounced in the second round of the NCAA tournament by Kansas back in March. Regular season opener for Carolina basketball is set to tip off at 9 o'clock tonight against Oakland in the Dean Smith Center. Head coach Roy Williams says he's comfortable with having both Marcus Page and Nate Britt out on the floor at the same time. He says he played three-point guards while he was at Kansas one time to roaring success.
I think playing two-point guards in 100 years ago, 2002, I guess it was, I started three-point guards and we went all the way to the Final Four. It was one of the most comfortable teams I've ever coached because We didn't turn it over now, but no, I'm comfortable with that.
Roy says Carolina's success this season will likely hinge on the ability to dominate around the rim and collect rebounds to earn second chance opportunities.
The guy's got to rebound the ball. If you're going to play five, you got to rebound the ball and be a factor around the rim.
WCHL's coverage of tonight's Carolina basketball game begins at 7 p.m. with countdown to tip-off. In addition, WCHL and ChapelBrew.com's Tar Heel Take team will be on hand to give you an inside look at all the energy and excitement in the Dean Smith Center. You can read this story and follow all the latest on our website, ChapelBrew.com. Good news, UNC women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell has returned home after nearly a month spent at UNC Limeburger. Coach Hatchell recently stepped aside as head coach for the time being when diagnosed with leukemia, but Coach Hatchell says she's getting much better.
I'm doing great. You know, the doctors, I can't believe how well I've done and how I've taken the treatments, and I've exercised every day. Only one day did I not exercise. But I feel really good. My numbers are great right now. In fact, they were a whole lot better than when I came in here.
Coach Hatchell became the head coach for UNC women's basketball way back in 1986. She says that while at UNC Limeburger, she's had the opportunity to look back, and she's really proud of what she's been able to do at Carolina.
Of course, I've never taken for granted coaching and players and the opportunities that I have here, but I treasure them even more now.
To hear all the comments from Coach Hatchell, you can view this story on our website at chapelbrew.com. And tonight is a big night for high school football action. We'll take a look at that at the end of our next newscast at the bottom of the hour here, coming up on WCHL. Suffice it to say, the high school football season winding to a close, the Orange Panthers have a chance to remain undefeated in the regular season if they can beat Southern Durham tonight. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. And our pregame coverage for all of our high school action will start at 6 p.m. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If P.J. Hairston doesn't play this season, it's the NCAA that will do it, not the university. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Rumors are rife this week that the P.J. Hairston decision will not be a good one for Carolina and Tar Heel Nation. They stem from reports that the mother of another player who spent time with P.J. claims whatever wrongdoing falls much more in the lap of Hairston than her flesh and bloods. Well, what do you expect? But if her running on has given the NCAA more ammunition, then whatever suspension it was going to give PJ or uphold by Carolina could be lengthened to as long as the entire season. If the rental car of an unscrupulous friend that Hairston was driving around is ruled an impermissible benefit and is deemed as such for so many months, the NCAA might decide a full year out is just penalty. UNC has not said much about it beyond that Hairston will play some games this season. Whoever is involved in making this decision, besides Roy Williams, could have a number of games in mind, but cannot say anything until hearing from the NCAA about PJ and Leslie McDonald's illegal participation in a summer league. So once again, we find ourselves at the mercy of the suits in Indianapolis. What to expect is hard to figure, since there doesn't seem to be a formula for how the NCAA hands down sanctions. Carolina got slammed to the tune of 15 lost football scholarships and a one-year bowl ban. Miami, which self-imposed a two-year bowl ban, gets to play in the 2013 postseason and only loses 9 scholarships for transgressions that were reportedly far worse than UNC's. And there are some cases that the NCAA decides very quickly, like the Cam Newton scandal at Auburn and the Lance Thomas affair at Duke, because without subpoena power, the governing boobs of college athletics have to take the word of a few people they trust or rely on hearsay evidence that is not very clear. In PJ's case, he admitted driving the car rented by Fats What's-His-Name from Durham, and UNC parking tickets show Hairston was driving another of Fats's cars for an extended period of time. It's up to the NCAA to decide how much of it was impermissible. Meanwhile, Williams and the Tar Heels prepare to open the season without their best player for an unknown number of games. Bummer. This is our chance, baby. See ya.
Tickets available now for iconic folk blues superstar Taj Mahal at UNC's Memorial Hall on November 12th. Mahal leads World Blues, an evening of world-renowned musicians celebrating American blues' global influence. Musim Malasela and Fredericks Brown will also perform. Don't miss the rare opportunity to see this Grammy Award-winning legend live. For tickets, visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here. Today's Our Local Deals come from an array of great local businesses that want to help you get healthy and in shape. Get 73% off 12 small group personal training sessions and 2 nutrition consultations at Get In Shape for Women. You can also enjoy 68% off 3 small group Pilates sessions and 1 private session from Carolina Core Pilates. There's so many great deals. Find out more about these great deals and get them today at OurLocalDeal.com.
Bottom of the hour in WCHL and your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Well, it's a little bit nippy this morning, 36 degrees right now. Sunshine today, a little cooler. High today, about 58 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. When it comes to a deal that would slow down Iran's nuclear program,
expectations are high that there may be something by the weekend.
From Geneva, where the talks have been going on, correspondent Elizabeth Palmer told CBS this morning.
There were talks all through the night on various sides, and everybody's back behind closed doors now.
Secretary of State John Kerry will be in Geneva today, as that deal may be close. No firm details have been announced, but Iran wants tough sanctions lifted.
This is a first step, an interim agreement, where both sides would compromise a little bit, and the purpose would be to build trust so that the real talks on a big final deal can get going. They are going to be complex, politically explosive, and difficult. So the goal is to reach the starting line of that next chapter.
And Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, sums up his thoughts.
Iran got the deal of the century, and the international community got a bad deal.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
36 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. A new dual language magnet school is in the works in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. But parents and some Carborough aldermen showed up at last night's school board meeting to say, wait a minute, not quite so fast. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on what happened.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board last night backed away from a proposal to convert an existing elementary into a new dual-language magnet school in time for the start of the 2014 school year.
I'm not interested in doing something super major by 2014. I think that our communities will not support that, and I can't support that.
That's Board Chair Shell Brownstein. More than 100 parents turned out to protest both the plan and the timing. As many said, they learned of the proposal only 4 days prior to last night's school board meeting. The majority of the 40 speakers pleaded with the board to reconsider separating the traditional and Spanish dual language students at Carborough Elementary. Charlie West is the parent of 2 at the school.
That's what this program is supposed to do. It's integrating our community. It's working. It's building a better tomorrow for our community. Why would you want to dismantle that? I really don't know.
Although no school was named as a potential site for a new magnet, Carborough parents feared that the plan to combine Mandarin and Spanish dual language classrooms together in one magnet would pull apart Carborough Elementary, where currently half the students are enrolled in the Spanish dual language program. Many parents expressed frustration that school officials would consider such a sweeping change less than a year after both widespread redistricting and the conversion of Frank Porter Graham into the district's first magnet. Carborough Alderwoman Jacqueline Gist said she's so strongly opposed to the plan, she was moved to address the school board in public for the first time in her 24 years as an elected official.
On behalf of our community, for economic development reasons, for the good of our children, for the walkability of our community, please do not take our children away from our school.
Alderman Sammy Slate also addressed the school board, speaking in both English and Spanish. Both aldermen said Carborough leaders would likely vote next week to formally oppose the plan. This latest dual-language debate was sparked by the need to address overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary, home of the district's Mandarin Chinese dual-language program. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze said increased enrollment in the Mandarin program, combined with growth in the school's attendance zone, put the district's smallest school, nearly 100 students, over capacity this year, with that number expected to rise in coming years. And while spot redistricting for Glenwood may be a short-term solution, LaFreeze said the school board needs to develop a comprehensive, long-range plan for the future of the Mandarin program.
A plan for Mandarin dual language and the expansion is needed really before proceeding with any movement of students.
He suggested slowing the expansion of the program might be the best choice for the district at this time.
I kind of feel like we may have had horse blinders on as we've tried to get the Mandarin expansion to fit. And so I question, I guess, whether the lens needs to be broader. and consider whether we really should be trying to develop solutions to facilitate an expansion at this time, at the expense of disruption to the district.
Some school board members were hesitant to embrace that idea, however, having voted in 2012 to expand the program, and more recently to add an additional dual-language classroom at Glenwood. Here's board member James Barrett.
There was a unique opportunity to add a single class because of a wonderful teacher who could teach both sides. That was a unique opportunity. We took advantage of it and started this class earlier than we had originally planned to.
Instead, the majority of the board indicated a preference for spot redistricting to temporarily relieve overcrowding at Glenwood while officials create a broader plan for the dual language program. Superintendent Tom Forsella told the crowd that ultimately, changes to the dual language program could impact the district as a whole.
I understand the concern from the people from Carrboro, but you have to understand that as this conversation evolves, it's not just including Carrboro, it's Sewell, it's Rashkitz, it's FPG, and it's Northside. As we get deeper into the weeds on what the ramifications could be.
Currently, the school board has no timeline for a decision on spot redistricting, the magnet plan, or other proposals. Administrators will return with recommendations for the board in the near future. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Economically disadvantaged children in the Chapel Hill Cumberland City School System did not meet state standards under the new Common Core Ready system, but state officials and local district leaders say the new system needs time to normalize. Chapel Hill Cumberland City School Superintendent Tom Forsella says plans have already been put into motion to improve on those numbers that, for the most part, met or exceeded the new standards in most categories.
We've created a new long-range plan, a new vision for the school district, which is rooted in the concept of a growth mindset, which believes that intelligence is not stagnant, that IQ was developed as a way to sort children.
You can view this line-by-line test scores, the whole story, on the district and statewide by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. It's official now. Orange County resident and Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools Director of Student Equity and Volunteer Services, Greg Meyer, is going to lead you from his House 50 seat with integrity, intention, and inclusion, he says.
I truly believe that whether it's as a representative in Raleigh or in the work that I do in education, that you start with integrity. You are intentional about your decisions, and one of the things that you're intentional about is how to be inclusive of all people.
Meyer was sworn in last night by State Senator Valerie Fouché, who represents District 23. She resigned from the House 50 seat, which Meyer now fills, to fill the position that Ellie Kinnaird left after 17 years in office. There was standing room only last night, a big crowd at the historic Hillsborough Courthouse for Meyer's swearing in. A survey by FactSet finds that economists think employers added 122,000 jobs in October, sharply lower than the 148,000 added in September, and possibly the result of the government shutdown. Economists also believe unemployment will rise to 7.3% when the government releases official October data later today. If they're right, it would be the first increase in the unemployment rate since back in May. Some economists fear the shutdown could cause unemployment to jump to 7.6%. And we promised to look at high school football at the end of this newscast, and it's the final week of high school gridiron action in the regular season. Postseason play starts next week. A few intriguing local showdowns certainly have the potential to light up your Friday night, but none more so than the Orange Panthers' drive to perfection against Southern Durham tonight. On chapelboro.com at 7 p.m., tune in to the undefeated Orange Crush Panthers as they attempt to put finishing touches on the season with yet another victory. This week, head coach Pat Moser's squad faces a formidable opponent in the form of the 8-2 Spartans of Southern Durham, another excellent football team. Last week, Orange pulled away from perennial powerhouse Cardinal Gibbons, 49-28, and Southern Durham throttled Webb by a 56-7 score. Will the Panthers be able to shut down the high-flying attack of the Spartans and cap off an undefeated regular season? You don't want to miss it. Tune in to pregame coverage from Durham with Paul Connell tonight at 6:30 p.m. on 97.9 FM WCHL. Exclusively on chapelboro.com, you can catch the live game coverage of the showdown starting at 7 o'clock. And there's plenty of other area action, including Cedar Ridge at Chapel Hill and Northwood traveling to face Cardinal Gibbons in Raleigh. And don't forget, each Friday, 6 p.m., WCHL's lively duo of Matt Oakes and Matt Paul will break down all the big games, sitting down with the head coaches of many of your favorite high school teams, releasing WCHL and Chapelboro's Super 6 rankings, making some bold predictions, and unveiling the grid grade of the week. This Friday, Matt and Matt will chat with Orange's Pat Moser, Cedar Ridge's Chris Casey, and Northwood's Bill Hall. You can listen to previous podcasts and follow all the latest on the grid with Matt and Matt on our high school football page by clicking the WCHL link on the navigation bar at the top of our website, chapelboro.com. Coming up this morning at 8:20 on our next sportscast, we'll be talking with UNC women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance. It's always exciting to talk to Coach Dorrance, legendary figure here in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, and we'll talk a little Carolina women's soccer as we get ready for postseason play here at Carolina. Coach Dorrance coming your way about 40 minutes from now on WCHL. Coming up next, we'll check in with Rand Northam, find out what's going on at chapelboro.com. We also have today's commentary, quite timely commentary about the folks who were just elected and how we're counting on them to make the right decisions for all of us now who live in Chapel Hill. Raleigh Mann has that coming up on the way in just a few minutes.
Experience the power of the fiery young Johannes Brahms. Internationally acclaimed pianist Ole Mustola joins the North Carolina Symphony under the direction of Grant Llewellyn for Brahms' impassioned first piano concerto. Sunday, November 17th at 7:30 at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, feel the power, the intensity of Brahms' first piano concerto with your North Carolina Symphony. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750. Also at ncsymphony.org.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to mamadivs.com.
Recovers the loose ball. And he hit a three! Oh, he did it!
It's here. Time for another exciting Carolina basketball season. The season tips off this Friday night as the Tar Heels host Oakland at 9 p.m. in the historic Dean Smith Center. Tickets are still available for the first three home games, including Holy Cross, as a part of the Hall of Fame tip-off classic.
Alley-oop to Pocono! Keep a roof on the building. That was sweet.
And you don't want to miss any of the action all season long. Visit GoHeels.com for your tickets today.
I cannot wait until next weekend. It's the biggest sale all year at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days of phenomenal savings, November 15th through the 17th. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones, all on sale. Best prices of the year, store-wide, plus all new designer jewelry is being flown in just for this event. Every piece on sale. Guys, if you're thinking jewelry for the holidays, you cannot miss this. 3 days of eye-popping savings next weekend, November 15th through the 17th. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Good morning. It is 7:43 at WCHL. It's still 36 degrees in Chapel Hill. Rather chilly this morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. I once served on a jury that convicted a man who attacked his mayor with a baseball bat. This wasn't at a public meeting. The attacker went to the mayor's house and found his honor on his deck, enjoying a drink with friends. Bruised a couple of ribs, but no bones were broken. Violence is the wrong way to settle differences, of course, but we might give this guy a little credit for caring so much about what his local politicians are doing to his town. That wouldn't happen here in Chapel Hill. But what does it say about Chapel Hill's voters that only 12% of us bothered to vote in Tuesday's town council elections? Not voting is a strange response to our state legislature, which, driven by the political agenda of puppet master Art Pope, is doing all it can to make it difficult for us to vote in any election. In Tuesday's election, about 8,700 of us, only 12% of those eligible to vote, chose four of our neighbors to make decisions for us in the next 4 years. They'll decide, for instance, what to build at Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard, what that will look like, feel like, how big it will be, what it will do to traffic. They will face increasing demand by developers to build even more developments in Chapel Hill, where
they are, how big they are. Not voting in a Chapel Hill election means that we let someone else choose for us who will have the power to make all those decisions and others in our behalf. For one, care deeply about who gets to decide for me what living in my town will be like now and in the year 2020. That's why I voted. Did my choices get elected? 4 out of 5 did, if you count the mayor who ran unopposed. So congratulations to Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and council members George Cienciola, Sally Green, Ed Harrison, and Maria Palmer. For these next 4 years, you have the power to speak for me. For all of us, we're counting on you to get it right. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin, and we're still here. The last few years have been, shall we say, a challenge, but honestly, this year has been a turnaround, not just for us, but for the real estate market in general. Don't get me wrong, this is still a tough environment for housing.
It is, but our agents really know what they're doing. They have the resources they need, they persevere, and they're not afraid to tell you the truth. Our reputation for having a long-term perspective and a dogged commitment to getting the job done keeps us ranked among the top 20 firms in the Triangle.
And among the very top in Chapel Hill. We often tell you what to do, how we do it, and why you should call us if you need a realtor. We want to introduce you to the rest of Franklin Street Realty.
Go to franklinstreetrealty.com, look for houses, and check out our agents. You'll find former restaurateurs, teachers, counselors, tennis players, even a midwife. You might be surprised at who we are or were.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop with locations in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Have you been waiting for our new Carrboro store to open? Well, the wait is almost over. We've been anticipating this day for over a year. The day that we welcome the community to share our new Carrboro digs at the corner of Main Street and Jones Ferry Road. We hope you'll join us for the fun, festivities, and yes, loads of bargains on Monday, December 2nd at 8:30 a.m. See you there.
Atlantic Tire and Service, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, has 3 convenient locations in Durham, Cary, and Raleigh, where you can get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on 3 words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the Durham, Cary, and Raleigh location nearest you.
All right. Thank you, Art. It is 747 at WCHL. Rand Northam is here. And, Rand, what's happening at our website today? Chapelboro.com.
Money makes the vote go round.
but less so in Chapel Hill, apparently.
Don't give up your day job.
Yeah, thanks. Aaron Keck says, money makes the vote go round, but less so in Chapel Hill. That is the name of his column and the most recent column on our website, chapelboro.com. And boy, isn't that the case. You couldn't have thrown any amount of money at this election and had gotten more people out, it looks like.
Yeah.
So we have to try a different route, I suppose.
Money does make the world go round, though.
It does.
Also the root
around.
Of all evil, apparently. A lot of people say that.
That's right. Well, that and many more columns in our column section. Also, our lifestyle section featuring our short list, the best place for a microbrew. We want to know what you think about that. And in Huddle Up with the Heels, Alex Collette has a view from the tar pits. He says, we know the same story as some other folks around the country right now. And I believe it's North Carolina State sitting with a similar record as North Carolina right now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe both teams are 3-5, and the Tar Heels had something to do with that.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
And some people over at North Carolina State still upset about Carolina players stomping on their logo at midfield on Saturday. And are you kidding me? I mean, State did it 10 years ago in Chapel Hill. I mean, you know, it's done all the time. Get over it. Move on with the rest of the season.
I will say there are multiple penalties that are often thrown out for that, so careful, boys. But very true. So huddle up with the Heels. We're getting ready for basketball tonight, football tomorrow. Lots going on. Of course, high school football tonight. The ACC Women's Soccer Tournaments in Cary, North Carolina. Big contest tonight as well. So lots going on. We look forward to hearing from Anson Dorrance here in just a few minutes as well.
It's always good to talk to him.
It very much
the
is.
The guy's a genius.
And Jones Angel on the air in a few minutes.
He's a genius too. I don't want to leave that out.
Hey, listen. So we got a lot coming up. Chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thank you so much. WCHL's Traffic and Weather together. Traffic is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Now here's Ran again with more traffic.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing fairly smooth roadways right now. No accidents reported. A little bit of a delay. Heavy at times on NC 54 westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and 15501. Otherwise, things moving smoothly on I-40, the Durham Freeway, NC 54 elsewhere, 15501, and surrounding areas. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 36 in Carpenter, where it's always a degree cooler. Sunny, cooler, high today in the upper 50s, tonight clear and cold with a low in the low 30s, and then tomorrow sunny with a high in the low 60s. Great day for Carolina football. Tomorrow night clear with a low around 40, and then on Sunday sunny with a high in the middle 60s. Don't forget, Monday is Veterans Day. Let's observe it in the way it was supposed to be observed. 751 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dr. Wayne Pond. And Dr. Pond checks in every morning. He drops down for the rest of us from the intellectual corner with the word of the day. Good morning, sir.
Oh, you are so... Fill in the blank there.
So enlightened.
Ron Boy, how are you this morning?
Just fantastic.
Well, listen, I got a dandy. Here's a word. Pick something you don't like. Politicians, sports scandals.
You can stop with the first one.
NC State, you know, I don't care. here's a word that'll fill the bill. The word of the day, Ron, is pernicious.
Pernicious.
Pernicious, that's right. P is in Paul. P is in pretty. P is in you pick 'em. P-E-R-N-I-C-I-O-U-S. P-E-R-N-I-C-I-O-U-S. The love of money is the root of all evil. What a pernicious way to feel. Right?
Yeah, right.
Says Ron, stepping away from the temple of the almighty dollar there. All right. Pernicious, your word of the day. Highly injurious or destructive or deadly. Oh, that one hurts, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, pal. Hey, who's going to win these ball games this weekend?
Well, Carolina, all the way around. Every time Carolina steps out on the field or the court, we're going to win.
It steps out onto the logo. Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Ron, have a good weekend, old friend. I will talk to you on Monday. Be a good boy.
We're going to stump on our own logo this weekend in all those contests. And we're entitled to do that.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? It's 7:53, and a good morning to you. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Is that song stuck in your head?
It is.
It is.
It is. I can't get it out.
It could be a worse song.
Pointer Sisters.
Not too bad. All right.
Now I'm off to Van Halen.
Oh, goodness.
I'm totally,
all over the place.
See, my mind is kind of
I was warped. Trying to stick with the Sisters theme, but we have a joke about two blondes.
Well, it could be Jump for My Love by the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, well, although, you know, there you go. You're just too knowledgeable.
Van Halen had Jump, a completely different song. I'm sorry. Hop right to it.
Oh,
you got a good joke?
Goodness. All right.
Let's just jump right into that.
Smile of the day, Mae McClendon.
Oh, good.
I know.
Good. I haven't heard from her in a while.
Exactly. Two blondes, Jane and Sarah, were deep in a philosophical argument.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're so smart, Sarah says, answer this question. Why is it that when a slice of buttered bread falls to the ground, it's bound to fall on the buttered side every time?
I've noticed that, too.
So Jane snorts, it doesn't always land on the buttered side. Here, I'll prove it. She gets out the loaf of bread from the cupboard. Out comes the butter from the fridge. She generously butters the bread, then drops it, and it lands butter side up.
Really?
Ha ha, see? Sarah says, you think you're so smart, Jane. You just buttered the wrong side of the bread. Oh, goodness.
That's good. Yeah.
Caught myself laughing before I could even get to the punchline.
Yeah, really. I wonder what happened to you there. I thought you were going to nod off or something.
That's good. That's also likely, but no.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Frances Dancy is stepping down from her position as a town board member in Hillsborough after 16 years. This is the end of your fourth term as a board member, and I know you made an announcement back in the summer that you would not be running for re-election. What led you to that decision?
I think it was time for a change. I think I had done a lot of things and accomplished a lot of things in the town that I think some new blood might add some more energy to it. Also, I had been doing it so long, it takes up a lot of your time. So I have given up 16 years of my personal time in meetings, and there are a lot of meetings more than just the town board meetings. So, and I have meetings in Raleigh that could even take me to Roxborough or wherever with the Triangle J Council of Government. I just felt it. My instinct said, okay, it's time to go.
Frances Dancy is today's WCHL hometown hero. What are you most proud of what you've been able to accomplish?
Well, actually, to bring the town up to being more efficient. When I came on board in the town, we were still dealing with what's now Waterstone. It used been separate, had been a couple of more names. Now we're seeing some of the fruition of some of the tough decisions that we made about that project. Now it's moving forward. I saw the beginnings of the reservoir being built and seeing other things that are going on in the town and see the town move forward and become more vibrant, getting sidewalks and parks, getting things done in different neighborhoods.
You've got enough to do already. I mean, you've got a full-time job at the university. Yes. Tell me about that.
I'm business officer at the Carolina Population Center, and I'm pretty active here. I do some travel and do a lot of planning because we are a very active group over here, and I do a lot of public service work on my own also.
What are your plans for the future? What are you going to do to spend the time that you used to spend working for the town of Hillsborough, and are you planning on getting back into politics or staying involved in politics?
Well, I will probably attend some meetings, but only when I want to. Well, I'm involved in my alumni association, so that keeps me kind of busy, and I've always wanted to volunteer at the hospital to rock the babies. So that is something that I may do in a few months or so after I'll kind of wind down and get politics off my mind.
Well, Frances, you still got the best name in local politics.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Frances Dancy. How cool is that?
Hey.
On behalf of all the people in Hillsborough, thank you so much for doing the job that you've done over so many years.
Thank you so very much. I've enjoyed doing it.
And get some rest.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Today's WCHL Hometown Hero is Frances Dancy.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's coming. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year.
It's next weekend.
3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings.
November 15th through 17th.
You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price.
Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry.
All earrings.
All bracelets.
All bands.
All pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting.
This is the big one.
Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
November 15th through 17th.
Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Today's Our Local Deals come from an array of great local businesses that want to help you get healthy and in shape. Get 73% off 12 small group personal training sessions and 2 nutrition consultations at Get In Shape for Women. You can also enjoy 68% off 3 small group Pilates sessions and 1 private session from Carolina Core Pilates. There's so many great deals. Find out more about these great deals and get them today at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 37 degrees right now. Sunshine today, cooler. High today only in the upper 50s. Tonight's low in the low 30s.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.